Good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott. Okay.
God, we're good.
I didn't... My yawning mid-show was not a reaction to you being bored. It was just, it's warm in this room, and I had to yawn.
Nor did I think it was. Once again, attempting humor and miserably failing.
But no one could see it.
T-D... Why isn't that typing?
I don't know. Why isn't it typing?
T-D-E.
T-D-E. That darn Elvis.
At T... 20... Oh, fuck, is it...
$20 even.
It's 2-0, and then it's the one... Is it the one... No, the 1-5 comes at the end. I can, what, 2-0... Uh-huh. 12. There we go.
There you go.
2-0-12-1-5. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm saving this fucker, and it's in the process of saving, and so we can chat.
We could chat about for our post show.
So, and you can, so I don't know. Do you think it's going to ruin the pork if I cook it in the Instant Pot?
No, but just don't cook it for a long time.
Oh, no, no. They're saying that I should cook it like, 8 minutes a pound or something like that. It's only like a 2 pound. It's only a 2 pound thing. So I was going to cook for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, and also sear it really well first. Brown it, sear it, and you can do that in the Instant Pot.
Yeah, but why do I want to sear it?
Because you'll get a gray piece of meat. Otherwise, it will be gray. Do you care?
No, I don't care what it looks like. I don't know if you heard the Julia Childs discussion on the Mix Minus show, but Adam was like, well, everything she make was just gray and ugly.
Yes, I do. I did hear that.
She's like, yeah, but she's Julia Childs. It was good.
And I think he's wrong. She made some beautiful food.
Later in her career. I believe her earlier shows,
shows were in black and white, so everything would look gray.
These were earlier color shows.
Oh, well.
I just remember it was a big joke around our house that she could never get the first piece of a pie out, or first piece of a tart, anything circular. She was like trying to cut that first piece out, and she would just destroy it.
She was notoriously clumsy.
She would just destroy it.
I mean, absolutely notoriously dropping things all the time. There was the original Saturday Night Live, there was a great skit, mm-hmm. Dan Aykroyd playing Julia Child, and he's showing how to carve a chicken.
Yes.
And oops, I've cut the dickens out of my thumb. And they hooked him up so that blood was just gushing. I mean, copious gushing and gushing. And he, at one point he said, "Ooh, I think I'm going to faint. I'm getting very lightheaded and the blood is gushing." It was, you had to see it. It was very funny.
There was a... I'm not sure if this was an urban legend or not.
What might that be, Daniel?
Oh, look, Snopes. I trust Snopes.
I do, too.
Did Julia Child drop a turkey on the floor and cook it anyway, is the question. Because I've heard this story before. It's like, during an episode of Julia Child's, because it was live, live to tape on her black and white one, and she dropped the turkey, and then just like, oh, but the nice thing is you're the only person in the kitchen. She brushed it off and went about it and then cooked it. According to Snopes, she did drop a food item once, then picked it up and continued cooking it, but it wasn't a turkey.
That's how urban legends mm-hmm. become urban legends, is they conflate things.
This variations of this rumor usually includes Julia Child dropping a large poultry item or joint of meat.
Oh, joint o meat.
Other versions have her fumbling a chicken leg and quickly kicking it out of sight. The classic "Remember, you're alone in the kitchen" is sometimes rendered as "What they don't know won't hurt them." So here's the real deal. On February 11th, 1963, Julia Child stepped before the cameras to make beef bourguignon.
Boeuf bourguignon.
In doing so, she pioneered the genre of the celebrity cooking show. In the late 1990s and into the new millennium, this form of televised programming has achieved a level of popularity unimaginable by earlier standards, when cooking shows were simply what networks used to fill undesirable time slots. Okay, get to the point.
You've been referred to that occasionally, haven't you? It's an undesirable
time
slot. Yes,
well, that was my stripper name in the 90s. Let's see, when can we get to the right part? Oh my God. This is like reading a recipe.
Well, why are you doing it then? Can I tell you a joke in the meantime? Because in the pre-show, I said to you, ready when you are, CB, mm-hmm. and you said, well, huh? Mm-hmm. And that's a line from an old joke.
It was a potato pancake. And we were talking about the latkes.
Uh-huh.
See? It all comes full circle. So tell me what CB is.
Cecil B. DeMille, mm-hmm. also known as CB. Mm-hmm. Cecil B. DeMille was noted for his grandiose epic films, gigantically produced, huge epics.
He was an actor?
No, he's a director.
Oh, a director.
And, you know, biblical ones and the Hugh Cleopatra, just gigantic, massive sets. And the joke goes like this, that there was a very important shot where they were going to literally blow up a mountain after all of the horsemen have come off of it and all the chariots are gone and the mountain's going to explode, and they got one fucking shot at it. One shot at it. So he has set up 8 different camera locations all over everywhere so that no matter what happens, he's going to get this fucking shot. It happens that boom, crash, the thing goes off. He asks the first guy. The first guy says, the camera jammed. I didn't get it. Okay, with the second guy, the gate didn't open. Didn't get it. The third guy, all the way down to the seventh guy, no, we had there was a bug on the lens and we couldn't get it. He goes to the eighth guy, and the eighth guy says, ready when you are, CB. And that's the joke, ready when you are, CB. See, was it worth waiting for, Daniel?
It was.
It was a black and white movie?
It was a potato can pancake that was...
Oh, meanwhile, back to the potato.
Was flipped a bit too enthusiastically to remain in the pan. Moreover, it didn't land on the floor. It just landed on the table.
Yes, and if you watched the movie in color starring my goddess...
Yes, I did. I did watch that movie.
Well, she actually does that scene.
Oh.
And does then misflips the latke or the potato pancake.
Wow.
Julie and Julia?
Julie and Julia. Yeah, it was a weird premise for a movie, wasn't it? It was like some modern-day person researching into Julia
Child. A blog.
Yeah.
She did a blog and became very famous for the blog because she was doing every recipe from Julia's first French cooking cookbook.
I just remember that is how I learned how to make a poached egg.
Julia Child?
Yes.
Oh.
You take a pot of water.
Make a vortex?
You make a vortex. Crack the egg, drop it in there.
It's one way.
No, that is many. The way.
No, there are many, many. Sorry.
I remember vividly as a child that we had an egg poacher, like one of those,
yes.
One of those devices that, you know, it makes poached eggs, and that's like all it does. It just makes poached eggs. We never did anything that, the only thing that we did with poached eggs is Dad was a big fan of eggs Hussard and eggs Benedict. And so on special occasions like Christmas and stuff like that, he would get up and he would start shredding all the cheese that would be needed for the eggs Hussard and making the different sauces and getting the Holland rusks ready.
Yes.
To make his eggs Hussard. Well, mm-hmm. I later found out it's actually eggs Hussard, but the way he said it, it always sounded like Hussard.
Well, he had an accent, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's a Brennan's recipe.
You do realize that we have spoken about this very thing before, you and I.
Yes, but I didn't.
I had you describe it to me.
I didn't know that I told you that it was a Brennan's recipe.
You did indeed. That was one of his favorite restaurants.
Well, then I sit corrected.
I wasn't trying to correct you, darling. I was just elucidating.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ruin a pork tenderloin.
Oh, fuck me. Another short fucking post show.
What do you mean it's a short fucking post show?
Is it barely worth joining level 13?
What are you talking about?
I'm being humorous. I want you gone. I want you. Oh, thank you.
That's quality.
For belching into my ears. All right, Danny, you go do your thing. You tell Zach the Lego Maniac that I said, hello, baby. Let him rap. Let him wrap presents. That's like let him eat cake. Let him wrap presents. Tell Zach, because he's very young, that life is too fucking short to get upset about wrapping paper. It is just too fucking short.
He's not that young. He's 33.
Well, I'm 64, darling. Mm-hmm. In 2 years, I'm double. I mean, if I were 2 years more, I'd be double his age. Twice his age. So he is very young to me.
By
he's young to you,
that
too.
Right, then that means 2 years ago, you were double his age.
Well, now.
Yeah, 2 years ago when you were 62 and he was 31, you were double his age. Isn't math fun? All right, goodbye.
I have to go. I have to go now. Get my calculator.
Goodbye, Vera.
Bye, sweetheart. Vera.
Hi, Scott. Vera. Whatever.
Ah, shit,
they're interchangeable.
Fuck pussy. Oh no, he's not on level 13. Hey, no. Fuck your coworker. Bye, honey.
Bye.